Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into it, Mfundisi. Today we're talking about the scriptures, how to study the Bible, and why it is important, why it matters to study the Bible. So the first question perhaps I should ask is, if the Bible is a living and active, why do so many of us read it like it's dead and dull? And this is moving from the premise you agree that the Bible is living and active. If it is indeed, why do so many of us read the Bible like it's dead and dull?
This is one of the powerful questions, but allow me to just begin with a word of prayer so that we may be able to delve into this study. Shall we pray? Dear Father, we come before your throne of grace, asking your presence as we do this discussion. May you be with us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. If the Bible is living, as what Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, for the word of the Lord is quick or is alive, why do we read it as if it's something which is dull, if it is alive as the Bible says it? There are different reasons I could give. One of the reasons is that familiarity breeds complacency.
Contempt.
Familiarity breeds complacency. You know, regular reading the Bible can lead to routine and a lack of engagement, because we have it for so long. So it's something we just read as a routine. So it loses its spiritual significance. Number two might be lack of personal connection. What do I mean by lack of personal connection? I'm saying failing to see the relevance of scripture to everyday life can make it feel disconnected. For example, you are reading the story of Joseph. It's just the story of Joseph. You fail to see what lessons can be drawn, or how can it relate to you as an individual? So to some of us, I know some people, they do a chapter a day, but it's just a routine and there's no connection to us, to the contemporary world. Then lastly, on this point is that insufficient understanding. You know, most of the times we fail not grasping the historical, cultural, or literal context can lead to confusion. So you are not understanding it. So because of that, the Bible now does not speak to you, does not speak to me. It becomes dull and dead.
Okay. So how has your understanding, Mfundisi, of God shifted based on how deeply or superficially you've studied scripture?
Okay. Thank you so much. Especially for us who are pastors, and for me as an example, I teach biblical studies at high school. And to some of us, the Bible becomes one of the textbooks which you teach to students. But now, as you engage in prayer, you come to understand that if you take it with the prayer now, there is a different perspective. Like for example, a deeper study of God's character, love, and involvement in my daily life. Looking at my life, could it, for me as an individual, growing up from a divorced family, where my father and my mother separated, and looking at how God has intervened to make sure that I can go even to university, I can go and study, all those things I could trace now and see, okay. So when the Bible said, when my mother and my father forsake me, The Lord took me in. So this is actually what has happened in my life. You know, so because of facing my own experience, looking at my life, how I have been abandoned by my mother, you know, I can actually trace, you know, what the Bible says. Can a woman forget, you know, a child, a sucking child? The Bible says now, they may forget, but God does not forget me. You know, reading those texts, looking at my experience, I could actually say, okay. So therefore, studying scriptures can actually help me because it is actually speaking to my life.
Is it possible, Mfundisi, to misread the Bible all the more with good intentions?
You know, you have given something. This question is so powerful. But is it possible to misread the Bible? Let me read the text. That is chapter 23 of Matthew. Jesus is speaking with the Pharisees. He says these words, Matthew chapter 23. Let me open it. There are words which Jesus speaks about this question, reading the Bible and failing to grasp what the Bible says. Jesus says to the Pharisees in chapter 23, the book of Matthew, he says, "You err because you do not understand the scriptures." Jesus says, "You people, you guys, you err. Why? Because you do not understand the scriptures." Chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says, when he's speaking again to the Jews, he says, you know what? If you read the scriptures thinking that you have eternal life in it, but there are they which testify of me. So taking the Jews as an example, it's possible to read the Bible and interpret it wrongly. It's possible. It's possible. It's 100% possible.
So how do culture, upbringing, and even church traditions, for that matter, how do those shape the way we interpret the Bible?
Thank you so much. How do culture, church, upbringing shape the way we read the Bible? I had someone who told me that you do not see things as they are, but you see things as you are. That is the same also when it comes to interpretation. That is the same thing when it comes to interpretation. You know, the sad part is that whenever we approach the Bible, no one approaches it as a tabula rasa or as blank. We all have something in our head that always affects our interpretation. So how does cultural background affect? Number one, our values, customs, and worldviews can influence the way we interpret. Taking, for example, you are in a culture which is patriarchal in nature. Whenever you read a text, you have this patriarchal in your, it's embedded in you. That's who you are. Therefore, you interpret the Bible in a patriarchal society. So let's take someone who is feminine, who's coming from a feminine perspective. Whenever they see the text, they are trying to see how women are being empowered. So this is the first thing. So what are we saying? What are we saying here? Number two, upbringing and personal experience. Life experience and family background can shape perspective. You know, life, let me give this example. The Bible says, as a father pities his son, you know, as a father punishes, you know, we are supposed to know God through the way our fathers have dealt with us. But to someone who is an abusive father, whenever he hears God being called father, to him, when he reads about God as a father, there is a picture which he knows about his father which comes into play. So the way he interprets father is different from someone who had a father who was lovely. You know, like, for example, you know, I was talking my experience that I'm coming from abandoned family. So therefore, the way I interpret it, it becomes what? It becomes deeper. Now, church tradition, this is so crucial. Church tradition. Denominational teachings, yes, liturgy, and the practices can impact understanding. Why? This is the challenge which the Pharisees and the Sadducees would always have. The Pharisees believed in the oral interpretation of the law. This is something which has been passed to them, not what the Bible says, but something that had been passed to them over the years. So this is the same with us. Because you believe in a, you are in a certain sect, you are in a certain church, you are, your way of seeing things is what you have heard in the church. So therefore, you do not allow the scriptures to speak, but what is in your mind is the one which comes in. So what am I saying? So we're talking about biases and assumptions. And recognized biases can lead to misinterpretation. We're talking about contextualization. Cultural and historical context can affect application. You know, we have many people who read the context, you know. You just look at the context of it. Yeah, it happened. You know, historical background, Jeroboam, Babylon, Medo-Persia. Yes. What about the application? So some people, they have existed in the past and they fail to apply it. Mm-hmm. Now, diverse perspective, when it comes now to churches now, different traditions and cultures can enrich understanding. You know, we have got different denominations, and the leaders of the churches, they have a certain look where they want people to look at. So they always condition us, you know, this conditioning. They condition us to say, this is the way we are supposed to think. So as someone going to the Bible, he has an idea. He wants to prove, you know, the sad part about the Bible is that it doesn't speak. It doesn't speak. You know, when I say it doesn't speak, it's like how we interpreted objects of the past, the relics of the past. We are the one who are supposed to interpret them. So the Bible now, if you go there, like for example, we have people. It's controversial, but you have people who have many wives. You know, if they read it, they'll just say, look, Solomon here. But the question is the Bible saying have many wives? Is the Bible saying be monogamous? Is the Bible saying be monogamous or being polygamous? So I'm just trying to highlight on how it can do that.
I would love to hear the question, the answer to that last question. My final question of Fornicy is, can someone claim to follow Jesus without consistently and constantly engaging with scripture? If you agree, tell us why. If you disagree, tell us why not.
This is a powerful question, you know. Can someone follow Jesus without constantly? Look at the keyword. Keyword is constantly. Constantly. It's a powerful question. Engaging with scripture, why or why not? So engaging with scripture is following Jesus. Claiming to follow Jesus implies a desire to know and obey him. That's claiming to know Jesus, isn't it? It's, you're saying, I follow him and I know him and I obey him. Now, what about scripture as guidance? The Bible provides essential guidance for understanding Jesus' teaching and will. Okay. So challenges now of without scripture engagement. These are the challenges so that I'll be able to answer. The challenges is that you have limited understanding. So without regular engagement, one's understanding of Jesus' teaching may be incomplete. Why? Because we know about Jesus through his revealed will, which is the Bible. And challenges without engaging scripture is that there is spiritual growth hindrance. Scripture is the primary means of spiritual growth and maturity. Yes, scripture, that's the primary source. 2 Peter chapter 2, where Peter says, feast on the spiritual milk. That is the word of God, you know. It's where we can grow. Now, look at this. The disconnection from God's will. Ignoring scripture may lead to disconnection from God's will and the purpose. That's why Jesus will say, chapter 4, verse 4, Matthew, man shall not live by word alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, for knowing this faith, that no prophets of scripture came by the will of God, by holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Spirit of God. So understanding that the Bible indeed is the word of God, therefore You cannot claim, or you cannot say, I have a relationship with Jesus without constantly engaging with what? With Jesus. But it might be possible, but challenging. It might be possible, but challenging. So my answer is, it might be possible, but what? But challenging. Why? While someone might claim to follow Jesus without constantly engaging with Scripture, their faith may lack depth and direction. Regular Scripture engagement can foster a deeper relationship with Jesus and guide their faith journey. For example, so the Bible, this is God talking to us, isn't it? It encourages deeper relationship. For example, someone might be married right now, but they don't talk with their spouses. Does that mean that those people are no longer married? No, they are married, but their relationship status now is one which is affected. So what am I saying here? I am saying, without constant engaging with Scripture, your relationship with Jesus is affected. It is not deeper, it is affected. And eventually, without communication, every relationship dies.
All right. It's going to be a very interesting week. I am looking forward to your answers, Mfundis. But I want to thank you ever so much for your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Mfundis. Pastor Comfort Anopa Mugwendere is our pastor for the whole week for our growth model. He'll be here to talk to us about all these things. We're still studying salvation, studying the scriptures, and studying them with understanding.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.